KF4 at XY. KF4 at XY. David, are you around? KA3JCA.
How you doing?
Hey, are you enjoying your hotspot again?
Yes, sir. Between you and Marie, I think we got it going pretty good.
It was a blessing to talk to and work with. She could be my helper anytime when it comes to ham radio installs.
Yeah, she's got an uncanny way with a lot of electronic stuff. It's way beyond me. She was a systems engineer over at Lockheed Martin before she retired.
You have a call sign also?
She's extra class, AF4SX.
Well, that's fantastic. So I'll have to show you how you can set up your 878 hotspot or the IDs so that you can either put your DMR ID, and I don't know if Marie has one, but you can actually toggle that back and forth with the radio when you're working. So if she's making radio calls, that her DMR ID information shows up on the other person's screen versus yours and so forth. You can switch it back to yours when you're using the radio.
That'd be neat. Yeah, we'd like to be able to do that.
Have you or Marie ever used the Zoom meetings or, I guess, Microsoft Teams, I think it is?
In fact, I just installed Zoom on my laptop today. Was kind of playing with it a little bit.
What I may do is I might find out what people are interested in, and maybe like on a Saturday, I could schedule a Zoom meeting for like an hour or something, could talk about DMR and show people different aspects of the radio that they're having questions with.
That would be great, because I think we even bought an online book or something to, you know, try and figure all this stuff out, and, you know, it's still kind of befuddled.
JC, did you guys buy your hotspot or your radio through Bridgecom or no?
Didn't go that route. Got the radio and the hotspot off Amazon.
I was just curious. There are some videos out there on YouTube for the 878 and how to use them, but I do know that Bridgecom put together an extensive video library from unboxing it all the way through the end. It's like 155 videos dealing with how to put local repeaters, field and code plugs, use it Bluetooth, and the Bluetooth push-to-talk buttons and headphones. I mean, you, David, I mean, just about everything that radio does is covered on a video out there. So you could also Google a lot of that for YouTube and get videos from there, because I've done that myself.
Yeah, I've done that with YouTube, as you know, as far as other stuff that I've needed to work on. I've got information on, you know, how to tune up my riding mower, and you know, pretty much did all that myself and kept it going pretty good. So yeah, there's a lot of good stuff on YouTube that also helps with the radios.
3GCA with KF4 at XY. Okay. Well, I just, like I said, I was very pleasant talking to Marie today. I enjoyed it. I'm glad that we got your hotspot up and running, and I'm glad you're back on digital DMR.
Well, thank you very much, Richard. If anything we can do to help you out, just let me know. A lot of times I'm, you know, not on here talking, but I've got where I monitor the 610 pretty regular. So you have a good evening, and I'll catch you a little later. KF4 and XY.
I'll get up with you maybe one day this week, and I'll walk you through how to use the private call channel called your radio, so that if you're ever on handheld and you want to call my handheld DMR, I'll show you how to put in the private call, and you can go from there. So, all righty. Have a great evening, you and Marie both, and hopefully you guys will check in on the net tonight. KA3JCA.
The 4CPA mobile.